Yeah. Your screen was also Queen is small again, maar het doesn't matter. Ik
weet wat te doen.
Ja, ik weet het. Yes, but I can read it. Hey!
Right.
My screen is big.
Great, man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation. So right, then great. We can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. Put some new things in the map. Functional design meeting, that's the stage we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you. Okay. I think you're prepared for all, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We and you also have received that mail, the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received the mail with some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to be. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closer.
We have 40 minutes for this discussion.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Well, Hecke, the closing. Well, we'll not look at it yet.
Right.
Now look. Let's show that to this board. Well, notes for a meeting. Yeah. I gave you just a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases.
Uh-huh.
Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle, where you do the most important functions with. And, well, they can have two functions, because you have a DVD and a television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, the original, but also be familiar. It's one of my ideas. Yeah. Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
Now it's right. Yeah.
But well, I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from Thijs. And well, the labeling of the buttons should be intractable. It should be recognizable at all
times.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones. And the technical aspect, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas for the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got the email from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe
I disagree,
sort of
but
not teletext.
It's not my place to disagree,
well,
I guess.
The second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include DVD and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
Oh, alright, that's a shame.
So that's a shame because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under the 30 years because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
So let's forget about it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be well, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only this the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I read it on the.
Yeah.
I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. But it's important to know when you design things.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. That's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
Right, then we're going to have three presentations. You want to start?
I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about
order now.
Well, no.
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was in a hurry.
Okay.
Well, I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
I have to, you already opened PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To start with these points. Next sheet. At first I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues, so we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience, or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it, the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot. Thus, it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away. Yep.
Yeah, right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control.
No, it should
in the
actually
same room.
It should actually be loose from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control,
yeah,
everyone can
you
use
lose
it.
Your click on
no, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No,
well,
but it's
yes.
Specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, well,
no,
device
we'll
be
have a look at it. Yeah.
Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn. So the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should also consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read it? Oh.
No.
So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use.
Yeah,
than
you should take a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
It should always be a manual, but it can
it
be very short.
Yeah, but nobody reads a manual about a remote control.
Yes. Okay.
No, maybe for if you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. Only.
And we don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
We are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Yeah,
point.
Right.
Isn't
right.
Part
right.
of the? Of the u- no, no.
Well, we'll have a look.
Next point.
Yes.
RC. Well, that's about 20%, I thought. But the designer should take it. Consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be input in your hand. Right, this is the most important part. The requirements that we're going to specify, we're going to target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want, if we have a big, if we make lots of those stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it.
It's your task to look into the costs of those.
Yeah, I don't have any information on that.
We'll look into that later.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important.
We have very demanding clients.
It's not yet a standard development.
And we have
so
customers in
well
multiple
LCD is
concerts,
more
I think.
Reachable than a speech recognition.
Absolutely.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Alright. Well, we'll consider both and see what we can find, I think.
Right.
Yep.
We don't rule them out yet.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can right.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
Similar. Well, next, I don't know who is next. You got a.
Can I give a technical talk?
Yes.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I just might have to explain. Point out the working design.
Yep.
We have that here. How do you enlarge it? So we have
F5. F5.
Well, the working design.
That's
my
next button.
Well, alright, you know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to recognize the basic function of a remote control. You can see.
Maybe you can select it, so it inverts.
And I can select in
the whole picture.
Click.
Never mind.
Well, you can read it, it's not really well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the sender. And the source is, of course, the user. The user interface is the buttons, of course. And the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the machine. That's the basic of the interface. Well, I have put it in. Covering basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key, so well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button that's pressed, of course. It uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the very simple. It signals the it signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD. If we had done that, and the button for
but we don't
TV.
No,
so.
No, but exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have some couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if you're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It's very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart, and it's not very. Not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly if you look at the shape. It's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that so that it becomes more user friendly, and that the problems like RG and don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, so that, but I think it's very important to make the power channel and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RSE consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons.
Right.
And you can
make them big, make them easy to press.
You don't
I
have
also
to look
like
and search for them.
If you
right.
have the most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same move.
Yeah,
right.
But if you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
some
things
of
about RSE.
That's right, that's right.
But you can't have any every button under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
right.
So you would
that's very important and
reject RSE.
Maybe
sorry.
You can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this. Like
yes, so on my mobile telephones, they also have
Game Boy things.
Do people, when they pick up a remote, know that they have to do that? It's a new feature. You can make a
right
double feature, like a button on the top and on the
bottom. Also, if someone puts picks
up
this
remote, I think 80% would.
If someone picks up his remote and he picks it up, but he touches the side. And he's already on the next channel. That's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah. Right.
So then, in any case, the basic function should be indeed, as you say, thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty
yep.
basically as you said. Have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very
that's
it's
for
your
you.
Part of the job.
So yeah, exactly. This is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this. I have to make it. Schematic of the. I had too little time, but don't. Don't lose this, please.
Well, we understand.
It's clear,
we understand.
Yeah, it's
clear.
All right.
That's
now.
Most important.
Nice. Then Mike can give the third presentation. How late is did we start this presentation?
I don't know. I think about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Losing time.
Then we
time.
Have still the time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So.
That's cruel error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website see the same thing with Moslems.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Yeah, there are different. We all have different homepages.
Oh yeah.
Different links. Yeah.
Yeah.
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, I'm like human. User interface. The method. Well, I use my own experience with remotes to cook remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already used. Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
Alright.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like user center.
Yeah.
I like user center also the best.
We also have that.
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also in teletext and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would use more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject them because
yes.
Of this client.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can't really see the different from different sides, but I think.
No, I show this.
You can draw it if you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of a removable front, so
mm-hmm.
we can customize.
Well, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company. So we cannot just make someone
want. It's not the whole remote that changes.
No,
but
it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every remote.
That's
so
a must.
Like
yeah.
You can put it on the back side.
Yeah. Well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you put the front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
don't replace
the
symbol.
Yeah.
Or the lowest part of the remote isn't changed by the front.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Let's not focus on the front.
Yes. Okay.
Like I said, I thought we would use more functions. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So. Yeah.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need, maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We
should
go
with that concept, I think.
All right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested in feature, but they are more critical. Critical.
The
so
younger.
The younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we? I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
clap aren't as much.
Well, because you say that their features are important, they want
but
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens
and
voice recognition, but
most
look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so
yeah.
We must build in something, or they will to go to the concurrent.
Yeah.
Our
competitors, yeah.
Competitors, right? So, I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they
well
cost a little more.
Maybe we could on some calculators. You have those little. Little
right.
LCD
right.
that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote, and if that gives you a little bit of status
like
information,
which program you are watching or something,
those kind of things, because you also have those program recognition for your VCRs, and if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different. Different symbols on the screen, right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out, and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it should be integrated.
Yeah, just integrate in the design to make it more trendy.
So when you sit like this, you can watch. I think something like on.
Yeah.
Some radios in the car, where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS
or
something.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design, with the scrolling text and that kind of stuff.
Well,
it's just
one
script.
Script that keeps it rolling, and it's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Five
I think.
Minutes, for programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right.
Right, we go with LCD screen?
Well, I think so, yes.
Yeah, well, we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right, I don't know if I can find it.
No, we'll
maybe
look
you'll get that information
next
time.
Yeah,
we
right.
can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue with the where's my presentation.
Yeah, I understand this. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now, I think. These I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen.
Top.
That's special.
Should we start with the most important
at
parts?
The top
LCD screen.
At the bottom.
All right. But we start with the power button.
When you sit, how do you zap? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
Yeah, with the LCD screen on top, it gets a bit
terrible.
Unnatural. Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand pole might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then.
We'll draw 2. And now we see.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're talking about.
we're
busy with something.
Right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable for everybody.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
room
for
the
interface.
The LCD is like small. It's wide. It's not high.
Mike has a point, because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and I like to use the ones
like this.
On the top. So when I have to
remote with an accelerator. Well, I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
Yes, but we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want.
We don't
want
them to look like calculator.
It must be a remote.
Like our
original.
Yeah,
but
well,
familiar.
But you don't have to throw an important aspect, important aspect like familiarity completely away because I think it's. I think it's still important to have it at the top because
in
it's.
Format, line line.
It's more familiar that way.
Yeah. When I draw here,
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
A little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about it later.
Hey, you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better. You only have
it's
one pen for that screen. Yeah.
Right, we have to make a decision now because
yeah.
We don't have much time.
Yeah.
I think we have a few functions and we can put the LCD above it and still have lots of room at the bottom.
Yeah,
you can
I agree.
Hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well, I'm the designer,
yeah,
so.
And if you want to. Oh, yeah, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I totally
so
agree. Yeah.
We're two with VS2.
Well, but what if we first decide the different functions,
yeah,
and then look at
right.
The design?
We were busy with that. Yeah, we should summon the
yeah.
The different aspects of the thing. So, we have the power button.
Moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's yeah.
It's
well,
our
we have
job.
A power button, guys.
Oh, you
all
have to agree.
Course.
I can
yeah,
save
yeah.
On. It's like this, and
right.
You must agree.
Let's
yeah.
Keep
we
it
have
central.
A power button, setting buttons, LCD window,
the
number buttons,
yeah.
General, yeah.
Yeah.
Volume control.
Yes.
Oh, let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this to the channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
that's
also
design.
Control also.
Yes.
Right.
Next speaker.
Well,
but on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD
yes,
player or
yes,
something.
Yes.
So
yeah,
so
for some
I already said we could drop some of these buttons.
You should. Put that power button, channel, and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When when you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more
apart,
away from each other.
So people have to move their hand, and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position
yeah.
Constantly with one hand. Yeah,
that's what I always do because all my important buttons.
It's good to move
place.
From time to time. Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No, but no,
it has to be centered.
We have to choose a.
Frequency
when
of button use.
Yes.
channels are most is most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. So the channel buttons
mm-hmm.
should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't.
Up
and down, far apart from each other.
Then we're you thinking about RSE?
Yeah.
Well,
but
not too much.
Look at frequency. Hey, not too much, but.
Look, the other two frustrations are far more important. So,
I think you connect the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well,
and
for example,
and
the power
button
close
together.
You can.
Well, they're used four
if
times.
If someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside it because I don't know.
No,
someone
I totally agree.
Right. So
but
that one can be put away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The
I
power
agree.
Button can be.
Power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
I should be right.
Yeah.
Oh man, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yeah.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with
yeah,
those numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it
well,
would be pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do
yeah,
think
yeah,
you
let's
have
go
to
take
you
too
have
too
to
much time.
Central now. Just
yes.
You decide that, you decide that, and
yes.
All right,
ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs. Well.
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard
we
because
we're
going
in
to
the
be
so
individually. It's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, yeah, I still think it's quite important, right?
Yes, it
we
is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but.
No, what if we're going to now decide about functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
All right. Right, these functions.
Because we agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's
all
right.
That's
okay.
The number function.
That's enough. Yeah.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Just
well,
one
just
two
when you
it has
push,
to recognize one as there can still come more.
No, if you
oh, like
on
that,
most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes
yeah.
it. That, that's right,
so
the
no
most
button for that.
That's
yeah.
very easy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
Do you still have the pictures over there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's well. You do need the or did we no like this one. You do need
no, we did just said
yeah,
we
I
didn't
know, all right.
Well
no, okay.
Well because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So just for television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It is every basic function.
Teletext is gone. So all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We'll have those buttons about. And there are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and
yeah.
less wide. And the button that you can go to add for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or is it just two?
And
just, two just two under it.
That's
we can make
waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or
think
at the top. Your LCD scan is going together.
You can
yeah,
put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You
yes.
can just put it somewhere. They
yeah.
aren't used much. Not as much as those others. So.
No, they
put
can
it somewhere.
Be smaller round.
Yeah,
a
bit
buttons.
Smaller. And well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah. Yeah, or at the top. Yeah. What do you think? Those buttons.
Well, I think
that
should in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we design it later. We have it, and we design
yes.
later where everything
yes.
goes. Nice.
Well, any other?
Well, if you
right
go to
video.
If you
go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to add
the video channel,
that's
zero.
Yeah.
No,
not
always.
Not at my remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
yeah.
Yeah,
the video
can
channel.
Zip
yeah, but
down
you set down zero,
yes.
you get to AVI.
Yes,
I don't. I go to 99.
No, then you press 99. I think go to video is.
That's the button.
But it's easy to go. I mean, if you are at channel 55 and you want to. Go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to get below
zero.
It's more
yeah.
easy to get to
yeah,
with a specific video channel.
Is, I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have
yeah.
to set the channels. All these different buttons. You have
buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's
different screen settings. Yeah.
Plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have another one, four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to yeah, of course, to configure
program.
The program.
Okay.
The
okay button. Oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu. Menu button.
You should, yeah. I think that's important.
Channel setting.
Menu. And the settings to change the brightness. The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel, yeah.
So,
Chief.
Chief.
Yes, same.
The menu button is also important. Then
yes,
you can,
I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu, alright.
I think things like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu, yeah.
And you can then adjust it with the zapping buttons or something.
Yeah, the
because
the
zapping
right.
buttons aren't used then if you are in the menu.
Guys,
right, yeah.
we're going to go to our rooms and we'll
your
have to decide things on our own, I think.
Great.
So. Yeah,
Chief.
Alright.
Well, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way. Now.
So lunch break.
I'm hungry.
Lunch.
Get into my belly.
We didn't exactly do everything.
I was sleeping.